When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
It's Tuesday already, Whispers. That means tomorrow night the season gets underway again, and it gets underway in fine, fine form. It's Richmond's home game. They take on the Demons at the MCG under lights, moving pre-game ceremony that if you haven't experienced, you need to get along to the MCG and experience it. We know Anzac Day is still the premier day, but Anzac Eve has become a really special day on the footy calendar, and Toby Nankervis will be out there. He'll be leading the Tigers in front of his big home crowd. Welcome, Tobe. Great to have you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate, it's exciting. I'm sure you've played in many of these games. Whoever's idea it was to pitch this to the AFL to get involved and embrace the whole Anzac spirit and do it under lights, it's a pretty special night.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I think the pre-match that they put on is so special, and we're so lucky to be able to play in it. I think the last few years have had 80,000 plus there, and it's such a great game to play in.
Hey, Nank, it's been a challenging year, long list of injuries, but you're going to get Hopper and Grimes back for this game on Wednesday night. That's got to be a positive thing.
Yeah, it has been an interesting start to the season. I think a few things haven't gone our way, but it's been great to see some young kids come in and really grab their opportunity. And I think the next few weeks we'll start to get some more players back. And really looking forward to having Grimes being up back.
Does that change your role as a captain? Do you find that now, given where the team's been at and the challenges that you've had, that you as a leader are inclined to do more or think that you have to do more?
I think that's a trap there to think you have to do more. I think, what I want to do is just be really diligent, really consistent in what I do really well. And, I don't think you can go outside your role too much. I think that doesn't lead to too much positive. I think I just want to be really consistent each week, whether we're have injuries, whether we're winning, whether we're losing. I just want to be really consistent, I think.
Hey, we'll talk more about the game. You've got big challenges. I'm interested in the weekend off. So early on in the season. How did you guys approach it? What was the message from Adam? When as Tim has alluded to, you've had a lot of injuries. Was it a chance just to get away perhaps and freshen up?
Yeah, it was. We obviously with shorter little turnaround, we obviously play on a Sunday to a Wednesday. So we had 2 or 3 days off, and yeah, it was good, I think. It was go away, get some energy in, go see your family, go see your friends, and come back ready to train. But, I think we've had a really solid five, six weeks and a lot of travel, a few injuries, as you said. So it's an opportunity to get away and, see some family and friends.
You did point to me.
I did, but I forgot to mention. did you go over the West? Did I read that right with you and Liam Baker?
Yeah. A few of us stayed over there. It was Camden McIntosh 30th, so he's got a massive family there. So he had a bit of a do with his family there, so we went along for that. And it was great. Got some great weather over there, 29 degrees, I think, and come back to Melbourne, it was 15, so it was awesome.
What does the big Nank do at a do?
What's that, mate?
What does the big Nank do at a do?
it was awesome, mate. He lives on the canals there in Mandurah, so a few beers out on the boat was awesome.
Have you convinced Liam to stay at the club, or do you don't need to convince him? What do you think he's thinking at the moment?
Oh, I'm not too sure. He's one of my really good mates, yeah. And I think he'll just let him play. I don't think you can question the way he goes about it on the field and his commitment to the team. So hopefully he's just enjoying his footy and
That's difficult, though, isn't it? When you're really good mates with somebody, and I'm not questioning his endeavour. I mean, we all love the way that he goes about his footy. It's not like he's not giving 100% every time he steps out and plays. But when you're a good mate with somebody, like you do want your good mates to stay around at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And not only is he a great person, he's a great player as well. So they're invaluable to a footy club, people like Liam Baker. But at the end of the day, he's got this decision to make. And, he'll make that when he's ready. And I'll back him in 100% whatever way he goes.
The planning for this game, you couldn't be in better hands. There'd be few players outside of the Melbourne Footy Club who'd know the boys and the players and how they play and the ins and outs than Adam Uzay. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been good. It hasn't been too far out of the norm. Obviously, Uz knows him very well, but I think the reality is in AFL footy now, each week, each sort of team knows what everyone's trying to do with the amount of vision available and the stats and all that. But yeah, it's obviously a massive challenge. They've been red hot Melbourne, and we know what sort of brand they want to play. They want to get a great contest team. They are very strong around stoppages. So looking forward to it.
Talking to Toby Nankervis, the Richmond captain, we saw the modification of the ruck rule at the centre bounce in particular, where you can use your arm as long as it's outstretched. Have you found that better this year for you as a ruckman?
Oh, I think it just clears it up. I think probably what's happened in the past is some weeks you'd probably get away with it more than others, and now it's just a clean-cut rule. I think it's easier for the umpires to adjudicate, but easier for us players to sort of know what we can get away with.
I think I don't know whether this is true and whether or not you think the same thing, but a lot of the ruckmen appear not to be jumping so much at the centre bounce, but sort of shuffling across the line and making contact. Is that how you are approaching it as well?
I think I've noticed that as well. Yeah, I think each ruckman probably plays a little bit different. But, yeah, I've noticed a lot of ruckmen are probably staying down and getting across the line more so this year. But I think it will sort of change as people sort of learn how to combat that sort of stuff. But, I've noticed that as well.
What's Max Gorn, what's the biggest challenge he presents?
Yeah, he's a massive challenge. Not only his ruck work, which we know is first class, but it's what he does around the ground, and his aerial ability is probably the best in the comp, I think. So, yeah, it'd be a massive challenge, but not only for myself, but the whole team, Big Maxi. But I can't wait for the challenge. Their midfield's obviously first class as well, so, really looking forward to the challenge in there.
I can see you terrorising young batsmen when you're a teenager. I reckon you would have had all the buttons all the way undone down to the belly button. The hairy chest would have been on display.
About?
Were you a gun cricketer? Were you a gun fast bowler as a junior coming through?
I played a bit of cricket down in Tassie, but I'm not sure about that.
Oh, a bit of cricket. They reckon you knocked over Ashton Agar. You put the fear of God into him.
Mate, I think I actually caught it. Not even. that's how much mayo goes in the story. I love me cricket.
So, was it ever a choice for you to go down the cricket path or the footy path?
No, probably not, to be honest. I loved my cricket growing up, but as soon as I sort of started with footy, it was pretty clear to me what I wanted to do.
You made a big blue then. You just got to roll with that story about Ashton Agar. You should have said, not only did I get him, I got Damien Martin and a couple others.
And Ricky Ponting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tobe, thanks for joining us, mate. It is a really special night, and I'm excited to watch it, but I want to encourage everyone to get along, because even if you don't barrack for Melbourne or Richmond, I can assure you that tickets are hard to come by for Anzac Day, the actual day. I'm sure that's sold out, but there will be a chance to get a ticket to this game on Wednesday night, and whether you're back for Richmond or Melbourne or not, go and do it at least once, because as Toby has rightly pointed out, the horse goes around the ground, the team's the Eternal Flames. It's really a moving ceremony. So let's pack it out tomorrow night at the MCG. It'll be outstanding. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tim.
Well done, Toby. Not an expletive insight.
No, he's very well spoken, man.
Very well spoken.
Very well presented.
Excellent. Excellent. He is.
Natural?
Very natural. He is a ripper bloke.
He's a ripper.
I think you'd find that he is a very much loved member of the Richmond Football Club, Gary. Not just the captain, but very much loved by all the players there.
Toyota Call of the Year is back. There's Hilux stock. available now. Contact your local Toyota dealer for offers. And the 40 Wings temper text has been absolutely chock-a-block. 0433981116. Aussie's disappeared. He hasn't come back. A great night's sleep, night after night after night. That is the difference. The difference is temper. I might put him in the... I won't put him in the fold.
No, you won't.
I won't. I'm in a good mood today.
Hey, we've learnt that no longer will they be doing skin fold testing for the young kids coming through the competition. I'm going to fire a couple of questions at you when we come back about all this.